Can you summarize what was presented from the NSABP in terms of the FLOX regimen and what your take was on that?
I think that the key messages from the FLOX study are two. The first one is that the decrease in the risk ratio of recurrence of these patients with stage 2 and stage 3 was completely equivalent to the FOLFOX4 schedule. So this is good news. It's a confirmation of the results that we had from the MOSAIC study. But it was really shown that toxicity with FLOX was higher than with the FOLFOX4 schedule, you know, inter-studies comparisons. So I think that it makes the point that oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy adds advantage for this population. But in terms of safety, I think that we should recommend infusional schedules better than bolus schedules.
Can you talk a little bit more about why you feel that way?
Well, actually, you know, the kind of toxicity that was higher with the FLOX chemotherapy than with FOLFOX was abdominal pain, also intestinal perforations. It has also stated that there was a decrease with the FLOX schedule compared with FOLFOX4 in the presence of grade 3 polyneuropathy. But this might be due to the fact that the total cumulative dose of oxaliplatin at the end of the treatment was lower with FLOX than with FOLFOX4. But, you know, as we treat more patients with FOLFOX4, we take into account polyneuropathy and we make dose reductions when appropriate, or even stopping the treatment with oxaliplatin when grade 2 polyneuropathy or grade 3 polyneuropathy occurs. We really show a clear decrease in the rate of grade 3, residual grade 3 polyneuropathy. So globally, in terms of safety, I would say that the polyneuropathy is more predictable, is more manageable than the abdominal pain or perforations observed with the FLOX schedule.